told you everything I need to tell you. I'm going to say welcome to Ara and Beth. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you definitely know about Unison, don't you?
Perfect. You sure do.
And you are tonight. Oh, by the way, Matt Miner is here with his camera, as often he is, taking pictures with the Olympus of probably not so much myself as, Beth and Ara. You are in concert tonight, Northwind Arts, 7 o'clock. Concert, songwriter showcase, we call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It
has a new name.
Oh.
Northwind Songs.
Northwind Songs.
Why don't you
That's
tell me
beautiful.
These things before I make mistakes? Northwind Songs it is now. Matt Miner presents Northwind Songs. I'll have to try to remember that tonight at 7 o'clock. And Matt may remember that Northwind is across the street from the Ghost of the Town Tavern.
I remember this story.
Yeah, yes. And interestingly, I will mention that next Friday on Tossed Salad, I'm going to be talking about the Town Tavern. Maybe Matt can hang out. There's going to be a party next Saturday, week from tomorrow. Remind me to tell you about this, Matt, about the days of the Town Tavern. But enough of these. We have... Did you guys want to play some music?
Oh, sure. That would be lovely.
It was actually rather amusing. I was feeling like a scolding schoolmarm trying to get these two just to quiet down so that we could do things like station IDs. That now we don't need to do
it's
a station
to do.
ID.
It's tough to do.
Yeah, I can see there's a lot of energy here. Sing me a song, or sing me a couple of songs, and then we'll talk,
okay.
And then we'll have some songs, and then we'll talk, and so forth. How about
Sounds
that?
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Go.
It's a shame that you feel this way. It's a shame that you feel this way. It's a shame that you feel this way. Together, one day at a time, we can change if you want to. You can change if you want to. You can change if you want to. Together, one day at a time. One day at a time. Well, if you think this world is leaving you behind, take it one day at a time.
Now my love is all for you. My love is all for you. My love is all for you. Just take it one day. When I pray, I pray for you. When I pray, I pray for you. When I pray, I pray for you to take it one day. We were made to work it out. We were made to work it out. We were made to work it out. Take it one day at a time. And we can change if we want to. We can change if we want to. We can change if we want to. Take it one day. Tears you cry, gonna leave you blind. Take it one day at a time. And if your heart is broken, so is mine. Take it one day at a time. And if your heart is broken, so is mine. Just take it one day. At a time.
My goodness. Yes. Sing me one more and then we'll talk.
Yeah.
Please.
Let's do it.
What do you want to do?
It's too easy.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Today the world feels so heavy. It don't care about you or me. So let's wait for tomorrow to leave this sanctuary. Now we've been working so hard for so little, for so long to keep this place to belong. So take it easy. I'll take it easy on you. Let's take some time to breathe. And take it easy, 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 easy.
It's a mess downtown, but this old house is safe and warm. Oh, how nice to be together. The baby's sleeping and the coffee's on. And we've been working so hard for so little, for so long to keep this place to belong.
It may sound like a choir here. It may sound like more than but two women, but it is just two of them. RLE James, I think I already messed up your name once, but I'll probably never do it again in my whole life. Yeah, yeah. You seem like a patient person, at least with me right now. And Beth Wood. And
yes.
Beth was here, what, a year ago?
I think a year, year and a half ago, something,
yeah,
like,
something
that.
Like that. Yeah, something like that. And mm-hmm. when you were here before,
yes.
I likened you to a friend of mine who mm-hmm. actually, unfortunately, has passed away, mm-hmm. but a woman named Linda Waterfall,
mm-hmm.
who I felt had everything to be a performer, a singer, great mm-hmm. singer, great songwriter, great guitarist, mm-hmm. had everything, and that's what I felt about you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome for that. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really expect that you'd turn up with somebody else.
Right.
And with a somewhat different sound.
Yes.
But that's what you've done.
I have.
Yeah.
Yes.
How'd that happen?
R and I have been friends for many years. We started singing together 2-3 years ago mm-hmm. or so, yeah. Just here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just became so evident
how magical it was when we sang together. And I think both of us wanted to figure out a way to do that more. And things sort of aligned in our lives. We got to go to a writing retreat at the same time. And so we had a chance to collaborate and write some songs. Mm-hmm. The first of that being a song called Nasty Woman, which then turned into a video. And so we just have just decided that, hey, this is a thing, and we're going to do it. So,
and the two of you are going to be tonight at Northwind Arts, 71 Waters Street. I want to hear you a bunch more, and on Tossed Salad I will for half an hour, but we have a pair of tickets to give away
cool.
to someone who wants to listen to you tonight.
Okay.
And to get those two tickets, one needs to make a phone call. Phone call, easy enough, 360-554-4430. Call that number, and Beth or Alex will answer the phone. Take your name and phone number, or name and something anyway. We'll know who you are. 360-554-4430. I will talk with these two ladies for a moment here, and then squeeze some more. I don't think I have to squeeze to get more music out of you, do I?
It just comes out.
It was really rather amusing. I did need to quiet you down. I felt guilty about that, but that's how it was when we were getting ready to go on the air. Mm-hmm. Aralee James, you sound like you came from, Beth came from Texas.
I did, yes.
Yeah, you did too, didn't you? Mm-hmm. And you sound like you came from somewhere down that way.
Yes, I did come from somewhere down that way. That's a good way to put it.
Where is
the
that
South
somewhere?
Is all just down that way. I grew up in Appalachia in Tennessee, in East Tennessee, in fact, near the Smoky Mountains. Yeah.
Why did you move away from there?
Oh, because when you've grown up in the South, there is a point in your life, at least for me, when I was just ready to go, ready to see something new. My father had always lived in New York City, and so when I was 17, I moved to Manhattan and lived there for 13 years. So that was sort of an adult life.
What did you do in Manhattan?
Oh, so many things. What didn't I do in Manhattan? All kinds of things.
What did you do in Manhattan you can tell me about that was memorable for you? And we have given away a pair of tickets already. And Kate will get the name, and we'll... Kate, can you hear me? I'd like you to text that name to our friend Ruby, and she will take care of it from there. Anyway, Manhattan.
Yeah.
It's a drink.
It is a drink. It's a drink. It's a city. It was a time in life. It's a way of life. It's a way of seeing the world. I never thought I would leave New York. I thought I'd be a little old lady with a pushcart there, and then one day I turned 30, and I wasn't... as young as I once was, and I wasn't rich, and so Manhattan seemed like it was time to let go. And I moved out of there.
All the way across the country?
All the way. I actually moved to Denver for a touch, and then ended up landing in the Pacific Northwest.
Denver for a touch. Now, that's a bit of linguistics. Takes me probably to where you grew up, I think. We don't say
for
that
for a touch? Denver? I have so many Southern words that I don't realize aren't actual
just
words.
Just a skosh.
I always say tumped. This is a word I just realized isn't actually a word. I'll say, oh, no, to my daughter, you tumped over your glass. And so
Tumped.
And I'm like... that's not a word. I'm like, it's tipped and dumped.
But
we
you
have
know
combined
exactly
it
what it
into,
means.
You know, you tumped it over. So there are all kinds of things I say I don't realize are actually not words above the down there line.
And I appreciate that sort of thing. And I appreciate the sense of an accent so much. I'm hoping very much. Tossed Salad always closes the last half hour with a reading. Somebody reads poetry, short story.
Yeah.
And I have somebody who's not able to be here next week.
Oh.
And I've been waiting for this time because I have a friend from Georgia who lives near here. Mm-hmm. And I want her to read because she sounds like she stepped out of Georgia a minute ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just the soft musicality of the voices.
Now, Georgia is a lovely accent. Where I grew up, it is a different kind of Southern altogether, and it comes out when I'm with my family down there. Mm-hmm. But each town in Tennessee, each town in the South almost has their own accent.
Where did you learn to sing with such gusto?
You know, I grew up in church, and that's really kind of how I learned music. I grew up in a really Southern buckle of the Bible Belt church where instruments were not allowed, and so the way that I learned music was through singing in groups and harmony for almost most of my formidable upbringing. I mean, that's how I learned music. It was all with the voice. And so as much as my ideology has changed, when you're raised in that way, you approach music. I mean, it's hard to unweave what was woven into you as a child. And for me, gospel, Southern roots, the idea of music being a place that comes from somewhere out of you to somewhere, from the soul to the soul. That's how I cut my teeth on music. That's what makes sense to me.
And by the way, Al Bergstein interviewed Beth on this show. I was away on this show last Friday. I have not listened to that interview. And whether I will be asking you to do the same things that Al asked you or not, we won't bother ourselves with that. But I did appreciate the fact he was really excited that you were coming. And there's only one thing in the world that would keep him away from Northwind Arts tonight, and that is Shoro.
Yes, he told me about that.
Yeah, there's nothing that would take him away from that.
He said he's going to try to sneak out and come over here.
You know, would not be surprised if he did that. I would wish to ask for another song, please.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Should we do Nasty Woman?
Yes, let's do Nasty Woman.
I was going to ask for that, actually.
Yeah. So this is the song that sort of started it all. Beth and I were on this songwriting retreat, and there was a little whiskey involved, and an election had happened, and we had some feelings and got going, and this is what spilled out.
And it keeps on spilling.
It keeps on spilling.
Okay.
My mama told me what it was to be a woman. She said, girl, you have a choice. They might take your body, try to take your mind, but they can never take your voice. She said these boots were made for walking now, but I wore my high heel shoes, and I did it uphill in the snow of conference rooms, and now I got the nasty woman blues. Might be right. Hey, I'm your mother, I'm your sister, I'm your daughter. Now say it's time for a change. Cause it ain't freedom to wear old at the table. It ain't freedom to wear old in the game. Did I make the mistake of being too loud? Did I make the mistake of being too proud? Nasty woman. I must be real nasty. Cause I'm a nasty woman. Nasty woman, yeah. I'm a nasty woman. Ooh, you try to clip my wings. They're growing now. Nasty women flying around.
So nasty.
Nasty men up there with us too. Yeah, I'm a nasty woman. Nasty woman, yeah. I'm a nasty woman. Well, did I make the mistake of being too brown? Did I make the mistake of not sitting down? Did I make a mistake of taking the crown from your head? Yeah. Or did I make the mistake of shining too bright? Did I make the mistake of putting up a fight? Did I make the mistake defending my right to choose? Oh, I just must be a nasty woman. Nasty woman, yeah. I'm a nasty woman. Nasty woman.
Not only that, you're plural.
Girl, you...
Two nasty women call themselves Stand and Sway. And I'm much appreciative of Ara Lee James, who knows about microphones and knows when she really wants to project, she needs to look the other way.
Yes.
You could hurt something here, I think, if you...
Poltergeist my head all the way around.
Yeah, I'm surprised you could, like an owl, actually. I'm impressed that you could do that. Not only that, but you put enough energy that you start to turn red.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of energy goes into this music for you. And for Beth, too, by the way. I'm concentrating on Ara, I guess, because I've not met you until now.
And I turned red. I mean, it's hard to look away, right?
Yeah. Never mind. We'll get into that. You two wrote that song together.
We did.
Yes,
yeah.
And you then have to do arrangements. Mm-hmm. So you compose together, you arrange together.
Mm-hmm. We wrote that with actually another songwriter named Jen Hodge, mm-hmm. who's wonderful, out of California. Yep. And we were all at that retreat together and all feeling the same things.
Mm-hmm. We were also there with Jasper Leepak, who's a wonderful mm-hmm. singer-songwriter out of mm-hmm. Seattle. She was pregnant at the time. There was mm-hmm. a lot of...
Yeah, so Nasty Woman has taken on many different forms. Ara got together how many musicians in Portland,
probably.
I think?
It ended up being 50 total, uh-huh. all the musicians and then the people that were involved in the video. A lot of mm-hmm. musicians all donated their time. Really wonderful people. Red mm-hmm. Ray Frazier and Moody Little Sister and mm-hmm. a lot of people from the jazz world and the blues world, and came together and donated their time to record that single. And then we released it. And all the downloads of that song, all the profits go to Planned Parenthood Columbia Willamette.
Very well. Good for you.
And also, there's a beautiful video mm-hmm. that was made by a videographer named Josh Sales, who is a wonderful documentarian and agreed to take on the project. And the video itself is so inspiring, and it's kind of a different piece of art that mm-hmm. Has really sort of propelled the song into another realm. It's been really fun and exciting too.
Yeah, and we are told that an aide of Hillary Clinton's had heard us sing this song on the Kayamo cruise, and we were on the Kayamo cruise together singing, and she was who inspired us to record it. And mm-hmm. then we're told that they're using it to inspire women who are running for office in D.C. in the country as a video that they watch to get them going. So it's really neat to see.
One place, is this on your website?
It is.
You can find it on the YouTubes under Ara Lee Nasty Woman. Now, don't search for Nasty Woman on YouTube.
Right.
Alone,
well, I mean, you can.
You will
but
find some other
you'll
things
get some that
will show
and
up.
Especially on Google, you would find
it. So, Nasty Woman Ara Lee. And you'll find it.
And it's also on our website,
yes,
standandsway.com.
That's what I was actually thinking would be the place to look.
Yes.
We have, that's an easy link.
The video is in our little mm-hmm. video section. It's really cool.
And you have a very fine website as well.
Thank you.
Accessing information about the two of you, without mm-hmm. which I would have probably not known even as much as I knew mm-hmm. to ask about Ara Lee.
Good.
James.
Yeah.
So I was trying to get into the matter of composing and arranging.
Oh, yes.
I mean, mm-hmm. that sounds like a committee. That sounds like trying to do something by committee. That sounds like it could be hard.
It's surprisingly not effortless. Let me just say, there's not a lot of resistance when we do work together. It just mm-hmm. kind of seems to come together. And the collaboration is so fun and magical because we're so different.
You're different to look
we're
at.
So different in sound, in personality, in our songwriting styles. But when they come together, it's magical. So writing has been...
It really feels easy. I think working with anyone that you respect so deeply, mm-hmm. You show up with your best self, and then you're so grateful for what is born with the collaboration. I respect Beth mm-hmm. so much, and that feeling has seemed to flow between us so naturally, and it's just a joy. We were writing a song in a bar last night on a random piano in the back room, just playing it's like finding a playmate when you're a kid and you're like, oh mm-hmm. I want to play in the sandbox with you every day at school. That's how it feels. Yeah. Writing music with Beth.
So the Beth Wood I am hearing and seeing today is not the Beth Wood that I remember from last time.
Maybe
that my memory. Mm-hmm. I tend to like meditative things, mm-hmm. music in this case. Mm-hmm. I don't remember you being so full voiced when you were here the last time. Again, my memory can fail us all. But still, I'm wondering for both of you what the getting together as Stand and Sway has done to, for, mm-hmm. whichever, your music. We'll start with Ara with that one. How have you changed? How has your music changed? Evolved, maybe?
Oh, absolutely. Well, one, you know, a huge difference between Beth and I, not only just with who we are as people, but with where we are in life. Beth has been a full-time touring musician for 20 years, and this work has been her life, her child, all of it. And she's built an extraordinary career. I took a different path. I have two children, and now I'm a single mom. So when I write, it's usually up in the morning before I make school lunches, and then I scrape time together at night once they're in bed and I'm not half asleep.
How old are your children?
They are 4 and 9.
Holy smokes.
And both girls. And so my time is extremely limited, and my ability to tour is limited. And
do they come with you?
Not quite yet. My four-year-old has a hard time with loud sounds.
Oh, really?
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. So congratulations on me being her mother, and I'm going to get her some headphones. But, you know, my nine-year-old did come with me when I was touring, when I just had the one. I did a lot more shows, and I like how you graciously said that you found out information on me on Beth's website. I've barely touched my website since I had my second child, so thankfully she does that work so people can actually hear what's going on. But I think my work in the world as a single mother and as a woman over 40 and as someone who has limited time, there are a lot of women out there in my position who also need to be making music and who also need to make music, as you say, that is full voiced, that is not just the... there are so many ways to be a singer-songwriter, and as women, the soft, reflective singer-songwriter is a beautiful genre, and there is also a place for women who sing with all of their voices. And so for me, with Beth, to sing with someone who is utterly as vocally, to me, as inspiring vocally, and that we lock in that way, there's no other vocalist I've ever worked with in my entire career as a singer that I feel as safe and easy with, and that we do something that feels like 1 + 1 = 20. That's how it feels to me.
Beth, I don't quite remember the question. I hope you do.
Well, I do.
Good.
You were asking me what was the question? Yeah. How
has your music changed?
Our collaboration has. I think one of the most wonderful things about collaborating with Ara is how it has re-energized me. You know, Ara was talking about that I've been doing this singer-songwriter life for 22 years now. And it's all I've ever wanted to do. And it's also isolating. And it's also hard road. And so after a long time, I was certainly feeling burned out. And to simply... make music and so just sit in the joy of that with Ara has just reignited and re-energized me as an artist, and I'm so grateful for that. And we each bring different things to this, and Ara brings a freshness and a newness to whereas she isn't like jaded by 20 years of the music business like I am, you know, like. And that's wonderful. She's got diapers, right? So, like, so I can bring whatever experience I've had and people I've met to this project. And Ara can bring her new eyes and her experiences. And it's just really re-energized me and given me almost like a breather. You know, I don't have to do everything myself right now anymore. And that's a relief.
I can well understand how that would be.
Yeah.
I make notes for these conversations, and then I ignore them for the most part. Because things come up. And what popped into my head now was a friend that I haven't seen in a while, an opera singer, who, after she had her first child, said that her voice changed and improved, and that I should know that happens to women. Of course, I've never heard that before. Is that true?
Absolutely. Yeah, my voice isn't very, very different. I was trained classically. When I sang in New York, my first gig was at Carnegie Hall at 17. I sang in an opera concert with Friederike von Stade and Roberta Peters.
Nice.
Which is different than the sound you just heard come out of me today. So, you know, absolutely voices change after children. Voices change and your spirit changes. And what matters to you, at least to me, I shouldn't say that's universal, but to me, it certainly changed. Ego is something that is long gone. And so... you show up in a different way in life, and the songs you write are different. So absolutely, vocally and spiritually, you change.
Well, spiritually, I think it probably could well be true for a father as well.
Absolutely.
But
I should
think
have
my
said,
voice
absolutely.
Did not change.
Yes, right.
Well, also, your
absolutely,
voice is
yes.
Physically one of the things in your body that actually becomes richer and fuller and more of itself as you get older. So that the sweet spot for a singer is really 40s and 50s.
Hmm.
Your voice does get better as you get older, while the rest of you falls apart.
Here's one thing.
Yeah.
You don't have to, it doesn't have to happen, actually. we gave away a pair of tickets.
Yay.
To your show tonight.
Great.
And I didn't announce the fact that, in fact, we have two pair of tickets.
What?
So we've given away one pair. Now we can give away the other.
Okay.
To the show tonight, Northwind Arts or something else. Northwind what?
Northwind Songs.
Northwind Songs. Matt Miners changed the name for me. Northwind Songs. Tonight, 7 o'clock, and we have a pair of tickets, a second pair of tickets. Don't please the person who got the first pair of tickets. You may not have four. Somebody new needs to call 360-554-4430. And, you know, if you can afford the concert, then pay for it. But if the money is a little hard for you, this is a good chance to see some wonderful music, hear some wonderful music. Maybe you couldn't otherwise. 360-554-4430. We have but a sparse 10 minutes left with these two women. I'm going to ask for two songs without my interruption. And then we'll have a little chat and then may have to say goodbye.
Okay. What's do you want to do Paper Kites? Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
How's that sound?
That sounds
good.
Sound
yeah.
Yeah.
Still hear the song on the record player. Say a little prayer for me. Paper kites, we let go the string. Just the way it goes, and paper cuts, we let go the string, we watch them fly into the everything. paper kites. We let go the strings. To the everything, the
Beth and Ara are going to sing one more, but please, no more phone calls. We've given away the second pair of tickets as well.
Okay. I feel like I just had a massage. Okay, let's switch gears a little bit. Got this cute little watch, but it don't keep time. Brown leather straps, you know it sure looks fine. I gotta roll it on over. I gotta roll it on out. I gotta roll it on over. Cause baby, I ain't got time, no, no. I ain't got time. I got a robot on the phone telling me what to believe. Preachers on the street, talking heads on TV. I gotta roll them on.
the guitar continues to ring.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Ara Lee James, Beth Wood, our stand and sway. I bet you do stand and sway when you
we
perform,
do.
Don't you?
Absolutely.
In our little control room, they've been sitting and swaying. But stand they will do tonight, Northwind Arts, at 7 o'clock. Tickets available at brownpapertickets.com until 3 o'clock tonight. Guarantee yourself a place. Or show up at the door at 7 o'clock, or maybe be wise, show up at the door at 6:45, and if you're lucky, you'll get to hear these two women, Stand and Sway. Beth, good to see you again.
Thank you, you too.
And yes. Ara, pleasant to meet you, and I'm glad that you brought her along, because
yes.
I've enjoyed your company today. Both of you, your
Thank
company
you.
Today, and
Thanks so much.
Tonight as well. Been a good time.
Thank you.
Thanks a bunch for being here. And now, Beth may remember, but I very politely have to say to both of you, I must ask you to leave the room.
Get on out.
That's
Come
something
on,
like
roll
that.
Get on over.